Another question from David. What type of sickness warrants including someone as a chola? And how long should one stay on such a list? My grandmother lives in a condominium town community. Her neighbors often give her names of cholim for me, her Orthodox grandson, to daven for them. For example, on my list are people with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, recovering stroke patients, autistic children. One stroke victim had the stroke 6 years ago and can drive usually and function, but has lasting effects, physical and otherwise. His recovery has been a seesaw. Sometimes these effects get worse and require therapy. Another person lives a normal life. She has constant internal bleeding and needs monthly hospitalization and transfusions, which totally debilitate her for several days. One of the children also has ups and downs, sometimes requiring therapy. Medically speaking, there is no current refuah for most of these people, but it seems a lack of emunah not to daven for them and hope for refuah shlema. Years ago, I said tehillim for a sick boy every day until the kahal complained. Just before that, however, his illness disappeared overnight with no medical explanation. Is there a difference in whom I include my personal shmoneh esrei and who I include in my mishaberach? Is there a difference if the cholim are family or not? And what validates publicly saying tehillim on their behalf? Basically, publicly, one should say tehillim and mishaberach for people who are sick and in danger of their life, a serious sickness. In your own Shmoneh Esrei, in Rifa'enu, one can only pray for people who are actually sick, who need a refuah, and not for the maintenance of health or chronic situations that a person is not getting better but just not get worse. In Shema Koleinu, or in Elokai Netzor, you can daven for any kind of sickness or even that people should remain healthy. Tircha de Tzibura demands that you not say Mishaberach or Tehillim except for someone who is sick and in danger of his life. And once a person is already functioning pretty normally and maybe has some kind of chronic condition, if you want to say Tehillim or you want to say privately Tefillah for that person, that's fine, but nothing should be done publicly that causes Tircha de Tzibura.